A radio play for this week, Dangerous Diamond, is a dramatization based on a story entitled Newest Chapter in the History of the Hope Diamond, which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
Yes. Who? Ah, send him up. Of course I will see him.
That was Prince Yasha Ravanovsky on the telephone. He is one of the world's wealthiest and most eligible bachelors. He is awaiting the arrival of Devinol, the jeweler, with whom he has an appointment.
Come in, Devinol, come in. What is this bargain that you had for me?
Your Highness will be astounded when I tell you.
Well, I am waiting. Astound me.
I have here in this little box the most famous diamond in the history of jewels.
Ah, let me see it.
Patience, patience, Your Highness. I shall let you see it in due time. But first, I wish to tell you something of how this treasure came to be available in the commercial market. In 1642, a famous traveler named Jean-Baptiste Tavernier was traveling through India. Can't you just see the caravan swaying majestically along and hear the bells of the camels? From all sides, Tavernier heard stories of a wondrous blue diamond which lay embedded in the breast of the golden statue of Rama Sita. The bold adventurer determined to see this gem for himself. So he took a trusted retinue and made his way to Burma. At the site of the temple, the party was met by the high priest, and the renowned traveler was ushered inside to pay his respects to the mighty Rama Sita.
Perfect stone, Rahul. I have never seen one like it in all my travels.
Reverent men travel many miles to pay their devotions to Rama Sita and to look on this marvelous gem, Sahib.
I should like to do more than look at it.
Sahib, you are thinking of...
Yes, Sahib. I should like to possess it.
Oh, no, Sahib. That is forbidden. Ever since the blue diamond was placed there by the Princess Brisbane hundreds of years ago, it is sacred. No one, not even the high priest, may touch it.
You can't scare me as easily as that, Sahib. Tonight, when the priests have retired, I will take that blue diamond.
Sahib, I warn you, if you touch the sacred stone, a curse of misfortune and death will fall upon you and all who may come into possession of it.
And history tells us that in the morning, they found that the great diamond from the golden idol of Rama, Sita, had been stolen.
And you are holding that very gem?
Yes, Your Highness.
Let me see it.
But certainly, here it is.
Ah, how beautiful. Such coloring. A pale opalescent blue.
This lustrous gem once graced the throat of Marie Antoinette of France, Your Highness.
Marie Antoinette? She was beheaded. That couldn't have been due to owning this jewel, could it?
Oh, only the superstitious believe this beautiful and perfect stone bears the tragedy of the curse, Your Highness.
I am not superstitious, my friend de Bernard.
Of course you aren't, Your Highness. Neither am I. If I were, do you suppose I should have this diamond with me now?
If legends are true, Devenel, it must be a dangerous diamond.
Perhaps, but it is still the most beautiful gem in the world, Your Highness.
There is always danger in beauty.
And what man of the world, Your Highness, hesitates to brave any danger where a beauty is to be won?
Truly spoken, Devenel. There is one beauty in Paris who matches this stone. I should like to see her wearing it at her lovely throat.
The actress, Mademoiselle Mimi Leroux, Your Highness.
Yes, Mimi Leroux. You agree with me, eh, de Varane? Perhaps if I were to... How much is this bargain of yours?
Only 1,000,000 francs, Your Highness.
Only 1,000,000 francs?
But, Your Highness, I give you my word, it cost me nearly that.
Say no more. I will buy your dime.
Ah, Your Highness.
I was just thinking, 1,000,000 francs is indeed a bargain for... the favor of Mimi Leroux.
What's the matter, Willie? Has your Mimi done something to displease you?
No, Mimi. It is not you who makes me angry. It's myself.
My darling, come here. Let me wipe that frown from your brow. Now, tell me, what's the matter?
I made a stupid mistake tonight. Mimi, You read in the paper that Devanel, the gem collector, has come to Paris with the famous blue diamond?
Yes.
Well, this evening, I followed him from his home to the Hotel Santerre. He was there about an hour. I was sure he went to show the diamond to someone. When he came out, I followed him again. We came to a deserted alley. I pushed him down it and...
Julot, you were seen?
Who has ever seen Julot Mouchoir, the best Apache Paris, turn a trick with his knife? No, Mimi. No one saw me kill him. But fool that I was, he didn't have the blue diamond on him.
Oh, Julot.
But don't worry, Mimi. I will have that stone if I have to kill half of Paris.
Oh, forget this diamond, Julot. You have me. Am I not worth more to you than all the diamonds in the world?
Mimi, have I really got you?
You ought to know that.
You are mine and mine alone.
Do I not hurry away from the theater to come to you? Have I ever given you cause to be jealous?
But these rich men who give you presents...
Oh, they amuse me, my darling. I like to make them dance and bow and obey my slightest whim like the puppets that they are.
But that wealthy prince who sends you flowers every day...
Oh, Yasha? Oh, it's a game to him. He's attracted to every pretty face as a moth to the candle flame. You don't need to worry about Yasha. He couldn't be serious about any woman.
You drive me mad with jealousy. Just to see you with anybody else makes me jealous.
But, darling, I must be seen in public. An actress who hides herself away doesn't remain long a favorite, you know.
I suppose you're right. But you're not playing just now. Can't you refuse any more social engagements for a while?
You can trust me, Julot. I'm yours. And yours alone.
There is one way to prove that, Mimi.
Name the way. I'll prove it.
Refuse all social engagements from now on. And refuse any more presents from anyone but me.
The phone. Excuse me, Julot. Hello? Oh, hello.
Who is it, Mimi?
Tomorrow night?
Remember, no more social engagements or else we're through.
Well, will you hold on while I see my engagement book? Julot, it's Yasha. He wishes me to go to the opera with him tomorrow night. Let me go just this one time. I promise to refuse all other engagements.
Why must you accept this one? To say goodbye to him?
No, I swear it. To be seen in this box at the opera would give me wonderful publicity. Please, Julot. Please let me go just at once.
You swear that it's the only reason you wish to go with him?
Yes, I swear it.
Very well. But remember, I'll be here waiting for you directly the opera is over.
Hello? Yes, sir. I find I'm free for tomorrow night. Yes. I shall look forward to our evening at the opera. And goodbye. Until tomorrow, Yasha. Wonderful.
I am glad you enjoyed it, Mimi. But it was your presence that made it wonderful for me.
Thank you.
Here is my card. Allow me to help you in. Mademoiselle's apartment, all right?
Yasha, what's this item I read in the paper today? About you buying the famous blue diamond for a favorite.
Oh, I am sorry you read that, Mimi.
Because it's true?
No. No, because I wanted to tell you myself. That's what I've been waiting to do all evening. You see, I wanted to prove to you my attentions to you are sincere.
How does this diamond purchase prove that?
In this way. Here it is. For you, Mimi.
Yasha. Oh, how exquisite it is.
A perfect match for you.
Oh, no. Yasha, I can't accept it.
But I bought this just for you, Mimi. To show you how madly I love you.
If I accept this diamond, the whole world will think it's you and
what I... What if they do? It is no secret I am mad about you. And if you accept my gift, then you will return my love. And no one can criticize you for that.
But that item in the paper...
Yes, I know. That reference to a favorite. Before Devanel hadn't had the misfortune to be killed and the bill of sale found on him, no one would have known about my being the purchaser. I tell you what you do. Wear the jewel until you get your boudoir. Keep it for a day or so. Then, if you still feel you cannot accept it, give me your final answer.
Forgotten we had an engagement here after the opera?
Why, no, you know. I was just going to take my cloak off.
You don't usually meet me without giving me a kiss.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know, yes. Now let me go to my boudoir. I'll come right back.
And why do you keep your cloak around your throat?
Come here. You know, let me go.
Sacrebleu. The blue diamond. You're the favorite they spoke about in the papers.
Oh, no. Julo, listen to me.
All the time you've been lying to me. That's why you wanted to go to the opera with him tonight, to get the blue diamond.
No. I swear it, Julo. I swear I didn't know anything about this before I went. It was in the car driving home that Yasha gave it to me.
The blue diamond.
Tried to tell him I couldn't accept it. Julo, don't look at me like that. I'll give the diamond back to him in the morning. I only brought it home because he insisted. Oh, don't touch me, Julo. Please.
The blue diamond on the neck of my girl. The Russian princess girl, anybody's girl.
No, you're mistaken, Julo. I swear it. I'm still your meaning. I'm your girl, Julo.
And to think I trusted you. I let you go out tonight because I trusted you.
Oh, Julo.
I've been a fool, but a fool for the last time. I've lost you, but that Russian prince can't have you.
Oh, no! Stop, Julo! Take your hands off my throat.
Noise Zion.
Mimi! Open the door! What's the matter with you? Oh, come on! Mimi!
Ah, it's you, Prince Yaka.
Mimi! What have you done to her?
Punish her with death. And now I'll drive my knife into your throat.
Keep back, I warn you.
I'm Julo Mushwa, the best Apache in Paris. You can't match me with a knife.
But I can match you with this.
What is this bargain you spoke of, Prince Yasha, for the favorite of my harem?
Patience, O great Abdul Rahim. First, I wish to tell you something of the history of this treasure. If we are to believe the legend, this is the gem that was stolen centuries ago by Jean-Baptiste Tavernier, worn by Marie Antoinette of France.
Ah, the Tavernier, that blue diamond, the one that is supposed to have the curse of fatal tragedy upon it.
Only the superstitious believe this beautiful and perfect gem bears the curse of tragedy. Oh, great Abdul Rahim. Only the superstitious.
I am not superstitious.
Of course not. That is why I brought you the stone. Besides, I have no further use for it now.
You have just listened to a radio drama adapted from a story which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Look for this fascinating story under the title, Newest Chapter in the History of the Hope Diamond. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.
crime wave must be stopped. And it's my duty as chief of this police department to see that you men do your duty in checking this sudden rapid rise in burglaries. Confer with the shopkeepers on your beat as to the valuable goods in the shop. Learn from them the likeliest way for...